So we were gone last week, so we didn't get a chance to really talk about it.
And we didn't need to. The world did enough.
Yeah.
I don't even need to say that much about it.
I think it's, we became so like caught in the moment for it because that was the agenda all along. That okay, was supposed to happen. Okay. And then after that happens, right,
Sister
we get
Sylvie.
Distracted.
Right, Sister Sylvie.
Okay. And
let
then
me
something happens behind the scenes.
Nah, let me tell you.
We can't see because we were focused on this.
It wasn't no agenda.
Exactly.
It wasn't no agenda. I think the agenda folks were the folks who sat there and watched that like I did live on TV and thought that it was a joke. And said people like, it's stage. I said, are you nuts?
Nah.
Are you nuts? Those are people who didn't. I just want to talk about that. That annoyed me last week.
When
just the level of sensationalism that people will allow themselves to believe when something is directly happening right in their face.
But honestly, Khalil, in that defense, it happens on television.
No, but that's
which
the thing.
Which is tell
but
lies.
But see, there
to your
you
vision.
Go. You're one of those people. Okay. You're one of them who just, that's what I'm saying, who applies the whole logic of television to everything as opposed to, no, I watch the Oscars every year. Even the Oscars are not one of those kind of platforms. Yes, the ratings have been tanking, which is why they got Will Packer, which is why they had one of the most blackest produced entertaining Oscars that they've ever had.
The host did a good job.
They did a great job. I'm so sorry that got overshadowed for sure. But the Oscars, they don't do that. They consider themselves to be the Academy, this classy organization. They wouldn't do that to get a moment. That's not them.
Right, I
so
agree. It
seeing
didn't need to get
that,
shaken up like that.
That happened on live TV at the Oscar. I saw, oh.
Man, shout out to Japanese TV and Australian TV for showing us the real clips. American TV was like blanking things out and stuff. I was like, what? I went on the internet and I said, I need this real footage.
Oh, wow.
What? I was Lupita.
That's who we need to check in. I think she'll be fine. She making Black Panther 2. She down there. She don't want no more problems. All right. She didn't already had to rub Ryan's back after he came back from
Man,
the bank.
I feel like when it comes down to it, there's two rich celebrities, so they're gonna do what they do. We're gonna talk about it for a minute, and then next month we're on to the next.
I'll tell you more in the check in. Ready?
Yep.
Let's start the show.
I've been working all night, now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Popping on the way. How far we take it all the way? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been going all day and now I need
Welcome back to another episode of the On the Way podcast where we give it to you straight. In this space, we won't say anything behind your back that we won't say to your face. We keep you up to date with the latest music, news, and everything related while you are on the way. I'm Khalil.
And I'm Sylvie.
And this is the On the Way podcast. You can listen to this podcast on your way to cooling down from last night's Grammy Awards.
You can listen to this podcast on your way to seasoning your oil while you fry chicken.
But either way, Robin Thicke, my brother, I understand. It all starts to make sense now. But either way, anyway, this is the On the Way podcast. Black Queen.
Yes.
Sylvie Jones. How are you?
I'm feeling really great. Happy to be here alive in this space. Yeah, I'm just in a good mood. Spring is here. It's in the air. And last week felt like winter. I'm going to always talk about the weather until it's consistent because I don't fuck with other seasons besides summer. So I don't like the fact that we experienced 30 degrees and then 60. Not with that. Also, people need to start masking up again. Don't know what that's about, but people are getting sicker and it's like, not with it. So I'm just not with that. And also, I mean, I had a really good week. It was very, really productive and very, like, I don't know. I've just been in good spirits. How are you, Khalil?
I have been doing pretty good. You know, ever since last week, all I've been able to watch on HBO Max are episodes of The Chris Rock Show and then The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then also Bel-Air on Peacock. It's so interesting watching, these people have been exchanging with each other for years.
Yeah.
For years. So it's really interesting. but I'm just doing my best over here to keep anybody's spouse's name out of my mouth. But also, crazy thing is, because I've been watching Bel-Air on Peacock, WrestleMania was on Peacock this weekend. My 12-year-old self would not let me not watch it. I remember when I used to save up $40, like, for that month to try it, just so I could pay for that pay-per-view. Little $5 a week, $10 a week, saving up so I could buy that, not every month, but the special ones. And now, with the Peacock subscription, it was just there.
Yeah.
Two nights of it.
Yeah.
Two nights. I didn't watch the second night, but I watched Stone Cold Steve Austin come back and whoop somebody's candy ass.
Yeah, because
The Rock.
He has
sorry.
Like a okay.
But he Stone, but a, he did it because Stone Cold said so.
Okay, that was okay. He also has a show now with like Ice-T, so I get why he's like he's not even like wrestling now.
Yeah,
he's doing like some overtired shit.
WWE joined the Universal Network, which has all the USA, yeah. all the channels and all like that. That was so nostalgic. It was so dope. I want to get the video game. I'm not going to go back to watching this show, but I might play the video game.
Okay.
And also, you know, you tell me, so Vesna, what kind of black person are you? What's more important? Let's play a quick game. On today, April the 4th, what's more important to you? The 54th anniversary of Martin Luther King's passing, which is on today, or the 14th wedding anniversary of Jay-Z and Beyonce? What's more important, Sylvie? Who are you? What kind of black are
you?
You
know how many B and J songs I know? What the fuck? That's a no-brainer. I did not memorize the I Have a Dream speech, so...
You telling me you can...
Thank you for what you did for us, brother, but it's 4-4. It's 4-4. You know what that is.
4-4-4.
Okay.
Well.
You're stupid for that. Why would you put me in that, man? Also, I'm not ashamed to say my answer.
Well, that is between you and the good Reverend Doctor. You ready?
Hey.
Let's jump into... The Weekly Playlist.
Weekly Playlist.
The Weekly Playlist.
Weekly Playlist.
It's the Weekly Playlist, baby.
To keep up with our Weekly Playlist, follow us on Instagram at On The Way Weekly, where we release it every week. This week we've got D-Day, a Gangsta Grillz mixtape by Dreamville and J. Cole. Marigold. By Alex Isley and Jack Dine. I Know Nigo by Nigo. And 777 by Lotto.
My first review this week, I had the pleasure of reviewing D-Day by, starting over. This is the mixtape I forgot it's not an album. All right. For my first review this week, I had D-Day, a Gangsta Grillz mixtape by Dreamville and J. Cole. So this is the fourth compilation album from the collective signed under J. Cole and his manager's label. The artists under Dreamville are Ari Lennox, J.I.D., or Jid, Earth Gang, Kaz, Omen, and J. Cole himself. For this compilation, they had the production from legendary and Grammy winner DJ Drama. It's so nostalgic. We spoke about it in the past before about how like DJ Drama just brings us back to our younger years with just his production, his mixtapes and everything.
Even the cover looks like some old.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, some 90s. Yeah.
So I had a few faves. Ghetto Gods Freestyle featuring Earth Gang and 2 Chainz. So Earth Gang already has a song called Ghetto Gods on their last album I reviewed a few weeks ago. So I thought this would be similar, but it was totally different. Different beat, different verses from Olu and Wild Grape, and then the last verses from 2 Chainz. Let's get on that. Coming Down featuring Ari Lennox with samples I'm Going Down was so great. Speaks about how how a guy is like basically tweaking from his high and coming down, and I found the track just hilarious and pretty genius.
Face, baby, when you're coming down, you're coming down. Don't wanna be around, baby. My whole world's upside down. Them drugs got a hold of you.
Doing shit that it gets. She said the drugs got a hold of you. And you must think I'm your savior. She also flows flawlessly in Blackberry Sap. And honestly, hearing these two tracks with Ari makes me excited to like hear her upcoming album whenever it comes out. Like, I'm ready. I also enjoyed Barry from Simpsons, which also features 2 Chainz and Jid and Young Nudie. And J. Cole finishes off the whole compilation with Heaven's EP, where he freestyles over Drake's Pipe Down instrumental. So, all in all, good from Dreamville. I wish I was at the Dreamville Fest that happened over the weekend. Mm. But yeah, maybe 1 year.
Hmm. Word. This week for my first album, I had Marigold by Alex Isley and Jack Dine. Alex Isley is originally from New Jersey. They didn't say what town, but I have a feeling, but I'm not going to say anything. But then she moved to L.A. She spent her most of her years growing up in New Jersey and then moved to L.A. And Jack Dine is from the Bronx. So it's like some real East Coast meets West Coast kind of connection on this album. Mm-hmm. This is their second album together, or their second project together, after 2019's Wilton EP. The producers, the composers, and writers on this project, of course, were Alex Isley and Jack Dine taking the lead. And then they also collaborated with Steve Octave, Morgan Burrs, Peter Losnagard, Robert Glasper, and Zach Isaacson. Shout out to Robert Glasper, too, for being in the musical entertainment for the second hour on the Oscars with Travis Barker and Sheila E. Mm-hmm. And one of the Jonas Brothers was on the guitar too. Will Packer was so creative with that. If we don't do anything else this year, maybe for the rest of the year, maybe that's what it deserves. We just give the Oscars the parts that they really deserve the shout out for, because it was great. The other features on this project were also Robert Glasper and I believe his name is Boss. Alex Isley, like y'all know, is one of my favorite singers of the last decade for sure. I always say Alex Isley, Emily King, and India Shawn. Those are like some of my top 3 influences. Every time Alex drops an album, it's a blessing. I can't believe that at the end of last year we got some India Shawn, and now we got some Alex Isley. I hope Emily's next. This album, that when she found Jack Dine and they started collaborating in 2019, she just found a producer who knew how to really expand on her sound and I guess give her a way to dive deeper and just continue to create. She found a creative partner, and their sound is awesome. Mm-hmm. I have to dance again this month. So I be getting to my, I got to make sure I stretch in the morning and whatnot. This album was perfect for stretching. Her lyrics are just, she just makes you want to write, because she can get into that zone and just start with one thought that blossoms into another one, that goes into another one and takes you there. Then you have a whole song. It's like the essence of the creative process. Her background vocals are her, the tone of her voice is everything for me. Some of my favorite songs on here were Love Again. Bad I Forget, the first song, Such a Thing, Square Zero was amazing, 105, Still Wonder featuring Robert Glasper. There were 9 songs on this project. I loved all 9. Definitely think I found another one for the top 10 of the year.
For my second project this week, I had I Know Nigo by Nigo. He's a fashion designer, DJ, and producer from Japan. He's mostly known as the creator of Bape and being the creative director of Kenzo.
Oh, word.
I would always see him around Pharrell.
Oh, I know Nigo.
And the rest of NERD, mainly through like my teen years. He's also the main DJ for the Japanese group called Teriyaki Boys. They had a song called I Still Love H.E.R. featuring Kanye West that came out back in like 2007. Yeah.
I remember that.
So this is the first official album by Nigo, which has featured some A$AP Rocky, Tyler the Creator, Pharrell, The Clips, Kid Cudi, Pop Smoke, Lil Uzi, Gunna, and A$AP Ferg. A few favorites of mine were Lost and Found Freestyle featuring Tyler and Rocky. It's a 2019 freestyle, but it's still dope. Punch Bowl, because that beat goes so hard featuring The Clips. Like, I love it. My favorite on this was Functional Addict, and I knew Pharrell was on that song because of the 4 count in the beginning. That track is so smooth. It switches up with the chorus, and then it's perfect to add Gunna onto that song, and I'm glad that he was on that song. Like, you just, when you hear it, it's like some Gunna style type shit. Real swag. Half a million to fuck up a whip. If not, you're better off ducking him. Functional addict. She every day with it. She don't play with it. She got the habit. So she stay with it. She don't play with it. Functional addict. Also enjoyed Come On Let's Go featuring Tyler the Creator. So yeah, this was a good I had 2 like kind of compilation e mixtapes going on this week.
This week for my second project, I had 777 by Lotto, who's from Atlanta, Georgia. This is actually her 8th project, and some of the producers and writers on this album were Sunny Digital, Bankroll Diego, Hollywood Cole, Sage Schofield, Dr. Luke, Vaughn Oliver, Bongo, by the way, who we heard on Mary's Good Morning Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I really love the song he produced on here. Beat Butcher, Coop the Truth, Pooh Beats, FNZ, Jetson Made, OG Parker Romano, 10 Rock, Boogs the Beast, June the Genius, and Pharrell. And the features on here are 21 Savage, Lil Wayne, Childish Gambino, Lil Durk, Nardo Wick, and Kodak Black. She had made some big headlines a couple weeks ago when she went on talking about the feature on her album that wasn't trying to give up the feature without a sexual favor. And I think that drove everybody also, it rose awareness, but also drove everybody to listen to the album to figure out who it was.
Right.
I couldn't tell who it was, but that album, I tell you, the album was bussing, though. Mm-hmm. I tell you that. I didn't really know what to expect from Lotto. I remember when she came out as Mulatto, and I was like, ooh. But I guess everybody was like, ooh. So she changed it to
Big Lotto. Lotto's good.
Lotto, right. And it was a really good album. For a debut album, female artist or no, you know, or not, it was just a good album. Some of my favorite songs on here were definitely 777 Part 1 and 2, which kicked it off. I'm a fan of anything that 21 Savage is on, pretty much. So Willie was great. Mm-hmm. Big Energy. I think that's the song that she popped off of. It's hilarious. I get it.
Yeah, she also has a remix with Mariah.
And as she should. Yes, I get it. That's perfect. But I think one of my favorite songs on here was definitely Sunshine, produced by Bongo All The Way featuring Lil Wayne and Childish Gambino. Sunshine on me, sunshine on me. As you let the sunshine on me. Sunshine on me, as you let the sunshine on me. Sunshine on me, as you let the sunshine on me, yeah, yeah. Pray that they pull up.
Wish they would have if he ain't my slime. He a booger. I ain't gonna joke him. I'ma cook him. Sunshine on me. Devin Booker, them
they were great. It was always great to hear Wayne. And Wayne sounded seamless too. Like, it's always great to hear Wayne when he fit, when it sounds like he ain't missed a beat, you know?
Right.
It was also great to hear Childish talking about how his kids are his sons are mulatto, and I was like, okay.
You could have left that last part out.
Yes.
I didn't know that, and the way you could have left that last part out.
It fits with the artist, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, I really enjoyed this project.
This week for our honorable mentions, we had the album Melt My Eyes, See Your Future by Denzel Curry, and the single Before I Let Her Go by Fable.
Swear I might propose more than a champagne toast. All my Compton bros tell me, daddy-o, you better take care of home before she's adios. You should know that I don't brag, but I gotta boast. I shower you with darling gifts, I do the most. I paint the walls, I decorate, I make your flowers grow. It ain't about who had it first, but about who hold you close. We should be vibing at home, so I can kiss you from head to toe. We never been here before.
For
music news.
What happened this week, Khalil?
This week we had finally the 2022 Grammy Awards, which were supposed to be like the second weekend in January, but COVID was Omicron was bugging. And it was bugging, and so they had to move it back to the end of March. No, the beginning of April, April 3rd. It was yesterday. It was really good. Yeah. I thought that it was a really good show. I know it has moments where it can lull, and I think that's just because it didn't have a black producer the same way that the Oscars did, because that was a very exciting show.
That's
get a black producer. But for the most part, even with the performances, it's just a good night for music. So even if there's music that you don't listen to every day, I could sit and listen to a... Who was that man who performed at the end? Chris Stapleton or something? He wasn't a country guy. He wasn't bad. He was good.
Right.
He was very good. The voice was there. So just because of the platform of the Grammys, it was introduced to a lot of stuff. But a lot of our faves also went home with some Grammys last night. Big shout out to John Batiste, who went home at 5. He was crowned last night. We'll get into his performance. It was dope.
And we reviewed that album.
And we, as one of the top 10 of last year,
good
right?
Album.
Yes, good music is good music. Questlove took home a Grammy for best music video movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. Shoot, that's not nice.
Or something.
Yeah, let me not do that to Quest. He got enough disrespect so far. For best music film.
Mm-hmm.
Questlove took home the Grammy for best music film for Summer of Soul. Best music video also went to Freedom from John Batiste.
Mm-hmm.
The Gospel Grammy.
They didn't show gospel on a lot.
They sure didn't, because there's some heathens who only showed the stuff. They only showed on the pre-telecast.
Yeah.
Just
but
like,
at least they broadcast the pre-telecast as well. So.
On YouTube starting at 3 o'clock.
So people got to see it.
Yeah, if you watch it at 3 o'clock. I was watching it. CeCe Winans won for best gospel album for Believe for it, mm-hmm. which is great. She's back out here winning Grammys again after 2017, which is great. Go ahead. Esperanza Spalding won for best jazz vocal album for Songwrites Apothecary Lab. We reviewed that album. Also, best rap album went to Call Me If You Get Lost by Tyler the Creator.
Well deserved. And I know people were saying, oh, what about Dunda? Like, shut up.
What about Dunda?
Stop it.
Best rap song and best Kanye West did take home Grammys yesterday, though, for best rap song and best melodic rap performance for Jail and for Hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Which means
him and Jay-Z. Him and Jay-Z got another Oscar. Got another Grammy.
Right.
People out here saying that the throne's not intact. The throne is just fine.
Always.
All right. And so did The Weeknd and Lil Baby. They also got a Grammy with Kanye. Baby Keem won a Grammy with Kendrick Lamar for Best Rap Performance.
And for
Baby,
Family Ties.
Yeah, and Baby Keem
keeping
was there.
It in the family, and they're related.
And they're related. It was beautiful. But one of the most beautiful moments last night, Jasmine Sullivan took home 2 Grammys last night. One for Best R&B Album.
Well deserved. Oh my God.
Yes. And another one, Best for Best R&B Performance, which I think was split between her
and Silk Press.
Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic.
Yeah.
Silk Sonic, it was just their night. You had to know that was going to happen last night.
I knew that was going to happen.
They also won a Grammy for Best R&B Song. Yes. I think they also won the Grammy for Record of the Year and Song of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4 in a row. I think, and like, I just knew it was going to happen because when that song came out, they weren't eligible at that time to win any awards.
Right, so they rammed that song down our throats.
They were getting all the press
like
they were going to win the awards.
You need to leave the door. What? What? So I knew it was going to happen already.
Yeah. Best New Artist went to Olivia Rodrigo. I'm open. She had a great performance last night. I'm open. I'll watch. Best Traditional Pop Vocal went to Love for Sale by Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga. Best Pop Duo and Group Performance went to Kiss Me More by Doja Cat and SZA.
Both of their first Grammys.
That was great.
Crazy.
That was great.
Crazy.
And they had a... I thought BTS was going to win the...
Me too.
Like butter. But they really did that. And their speech was amazing, making it back from the bathroom just in time.
Mm-hmm.
And also Album of the Year was won by John Batiste, the first black artist to do that in 14 years,
since 2008.
Who did it?
I don't know.
Oh, Harry, it was probably, I feel like it was Herbie Hancock or something like that.
So let's discuss these performances. Mm. All right, so Silk Sonic, Silk Press, Wash and Set, Curls bumped, opened the show with 777, livened everything up, got people on their feet.
Oh.
It was really, 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 the decor was on point.
That Silk Press was on point, boy.
Look, them skis was skiing. The whole thing. I love it. I love them as an act. They're legendary.
It's great.
Nas shut it down with the medley. He performed Made You Look, One Mic, Rare, like the orchestra behind him. Nas looks so suave. He looks so like...
He was like, this for all the years y'all didn't have me here. Yo. This is everything y'all miss.
Exactly. Yeah. Her, H.E.R., performed Damage by herself. Mm-hmm. Then she was joined by Travis Barker on the drums. And she performed with Lenny Kravitz.
That was...
And did the Are You Gonna Go My Way, which was insane. Mm-hmm. I did not think I would see... Like, I heard the people who were gonna perform with her, but I didn't think I would see that. That was amazing.
Right.
Lady Gaga killed it with the Love for Sale and Do I Love You performance.
Mm-hmm.
It was very Broadway, very Gaga of her.
She looked like the new Liza Minnelli out here.
Yeah, she did. I got up on my feet for John Batiste when he did Freedom.
Whew.
He performs so well.
Whew.
Like, it's characteristic. It's not only just the people around him.
Mm.
It's lively. It's...
He really gave that gnarly
soul. That man's
soul.
Talented, man. Y'all can sleep if y'all want.
Everybody. Yeah, y'all can sleep if you want, right?
That man's talented.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood killed it with Ghost Story.
That's a hanging...
You forget that she used
woman,
to be on...
Boy.
Wow. You forget that she used to be on American Idol. Like, that's how much it was great. John Legend was good with Free.
Mm.
I enjoyed that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, give it to
him. Pushing
her.
That R&B agenda.
Oh, he sure is.
Him, Giveon, and somebody named Daniel Caesar.
They pushed it well last night.
Performed Peaches. It was cool.
It was like I felt like I was watching Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel do a live
set.
But it was cool though, because the music was live.
I guess. I feel like the performance was wasn't my favorite, but I guess. But what I really, really, really did enjoy, what the fuck is that? Was BTS. Whoa. They performed Butter?
Yeah, they did that.
Let me tell you something. So I'm not a real big BTSer because, I mean, I don't really care too much for K-pop. But last night, that performance made me, I might just listen to the songs outside of, like, an H&M. Like, this they move nice.
Their choreography is they come to play. They've been watching New Edition and seeing Backstreet Boys for years.
That was good. That was good. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Billie Eilish killed it with one of my favorite songs.
Oh, boy, I love her every time she performs. Two weekends in a row.
Her and Phineas. It's just, it's always great. And those are my favorites of the night.
I love the In Memoriam part where they had the Broadway stars come out.
And it was a lot.
And the harmonies they had, Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen, Leslie Odom Jr., Cynthia Erivo, and Rachel Zegler from The West Side Story. They sang and they ended with Stephen Sondheim, who wrote There's a Place for Us. It was mm-hmm. Those harmonies, the singing, the pitch, the control, it was amazing.
All in all, I feel like the Grammys is boring this year. I feel like, I don't know, somebody should start decking people or something. Like, let's shake things up. It was boring this year. And you know I don't really care for Trevor Noah like that. So why did he sing the Squid Games theme song to BTS? Like, I don't know. Of them should have slapped him. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, that man is not.
Is that what he did?
Yes.
Oh, that's not right.
Because he was saying, like, oh, to one of them, he was like, oh, you know, I heard you learn English from watching Friends. And he, like, explained it. He was speaking.
I saw that. Then he started singing the song. I didn't know it.
And I was like, wow.
He should. That's what I'm saying. Oh, but nobody deserves to get.
Man, all seven of them should have went. The fuck out of here. That would have been me. But yeah, all in all, Grammys, y'all could have did better next year.
On the Way listeners, what was your favorite part of the Grammys this year? Tweet us at On the Way Weekly and let us know. We're going to go.
And we'll be right back. Just to take it slow. I've been working all night and now I need to hear you call my name. Where you at? On the way. How far? On the way. Poppin', poppin' on the way. How far we take it all the way.
Back, and it's time to get into
the blackness.
Don't touch my head.
It's just me against the world.
Who taught you to hate your family?
The blackness. Keep on.
Here we talk about the world, i.e., black political and social issues, as we see them through our point of view. What happened this week, Khalil?
Well, this week, still kind of related to music. However, Kanye West made his black-ass decision to pull out of Coachella. And he took Travis Scott with him.
Yeah, that's major because he's a headliner.
That's pretty major. That's like I bought my ticket and my plane ticket
Coachella
and my hotel.
Coachella is this weekend.
There's two weekends, like the 17th and the 18th.
Oh, yeah, so it's next weekend.
And then
weekend,
the 23rd and
24th.
Yes. I bought my ticket to come see you in the month that it starts.
Yo. Check himself out. He also didn't really say a reason why as well.
Well, he had also said a while ago that if Billie Eilish hadn't apologized to him and Travis Scott, that he would take himself out. I don't know if he received that apology. I don't know if that's the reason why. However, if it's to get himself some stable, sit-down peace time, then I think that's a good thing.
Right. I'm all about that and, you know, advocate for mental health. So if he just needs some time to himself, like, that's cool. It's just, as a concert goer,
if
it sucks
I bought a
to
ticket,
hear.
Yeah. I'd be pissed.
It sucks to hear. Like, if you went specifically for a certain artist, that's a major artist. That's like B saying last minute she wouldn't do B. She wouldn't. But I saw B saying last minute she won't do Beachella, and it's like
I thought about going.
You want to do what?
Right.
I'm not planning on holding my pee for 7 hours for you to just decide that you're not gonna be there, ma'am. Like, so I get it, but also do what's best for you.
If he knows that maybe he's liable to still go off at the mouth and say something that he might regret. Or
might have backlash towards it.
That he doesn't want to open himself up to right now. If he feels like he can't be authentic without doing that, then maybe that's the best thing for him to do.
We shall see. I do miss him on social media, though.
Because you are...
Because I'm messy.
Oh,
because I'm messy and I love it. No, but I do miss any commentary.
Yes.
From him. So hopefully you come back and grace us with their presence soon. This week from our Queen Spotlight, once again, because I have to make it official, Ketanji Brown Jackson is the Senate decided they're going to move forward with the nomination, and they're expected to, what's it called?
Confirm her nomination by Thursday.
The Senate is expected to move forward with her with the nomination and confirm her by this week, pretty much. So shout out to you, Ketanji. When I look at like women like that, I think of like, damn. When I was younger, like I didn't really see a lot of political women like in like modern day, like in the same time. You know, so to see, like, it's just representation, like, and it goes beyond that, deeper than that. I'm not even focusing on, you know, her marriage, like a lot of people are focusing on and things like that. It's more of, like, the representation and what's going on and what you can do for the society and moving forward and the changes that are being made. So shout out to you, Ketanji.
Word. I completely agree. I can't wait for this to happen. And I'm looking forward to more people like her joining the court as well. It's long past due. The thing, the thing is, it gets you a little tight at her, the adversity she had to face. But the beautiful part is that you can't stop it. Like, right. It's gonna happen. It really does though make me question some of these, the Republican Party, I was never down for y'all, like, but like, I just wondered if y'all still had any redeeming qualities. You still like to believe that on the other side, there's still some people who aren't all the way to the right who are right. still, you know, but my thing is, if there's only one Republican senator so far who said that they're going to vote for Ketanji Brown Jackson. And it's like, I've seen some of the other ones who kind of talk sensible, like Senator Ben Sass. I've seen him like talk sensible politics before. Mitt Romney, out of nowhere, he'll come out of nowhere sometime and sound like he's a sensible right. person. But it's like, but this is such an easy thing for you to be on the side of. Why is it even a question of you thinking of whether or not you're going to vote yes or no? How are you just going to play your partisan line on something like this? It's like, so it just makes you lose that kind of like, I thought you were sensible. I thought that maybe you had a sensible right, bone in your body.
Right, I thought that was about fairness.
But it, obviously it's not.
It's not.
You know? Well, but you can't stop it.
It's going to happen. Shout out to you, Ketanji.
Shout out.
Miss Jackson.
Yes. On the way, listeners, what other artists are you looking forward to seeing at Coachella? Tweet us at On the Way Weekly and let us know.
We're going to go.
And we'll be right back.
Need nobody else. Oh, you got me on the way. Yearning for your loving, baby. I need that every day. Cause you know this ain't made for nobody but you. You. Is you trying to see me later? Sending pictures from my phone and flooding up your daily face. Cause I don't be waiting for nobody but you.
It's a wrap. It's time to get out of here, but not before we leave you with some encouragement. Once again, you can find our quotes on our Twitter at On The Way Weekly every Monday for some motivation. This week, our quote says,
"The creative arts are subjective and reach people at a point of their lives when they need it the most. It's almost as if when a song or album is made, its radar tries to find the person who needs it the most." So I got this.
I love that.
Off,
yeah, I know where
John
you got that.
John Petit's acceptance speech.
Yeah.
And that part spoke to me specifically because I feel like there are songs that I'll have on repeat for weeks. Days, months, songs that put me in that mood, songs that helped me heal from a mood or a moment or an album that you can just recite from top to bottom. And I feel like whenever it also makes me want to see that artist perform that in different ways because it's like, damn, you spoke to me in this way. And I don't even know if you knew that you spoke to me in this way. I don't know if that was your intention, but you did. And I love that. You know, and it also makes me want to hear more from that artist if it's a brand new artist. Like, that's what I love about music and what he said about art. Like, it's not, there's no best this or best that or best rapper.
I so appreciate when artists win awards and say that.
It's all great
yeah.
things, creative things.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for choosing this quote, because that was really a moment last night hearing him speak that. And he spoke, it was just so authentic. You could tell he was just speaking from the heart. Mm-hmm. That Nola soul, it was just like, it was palpable last night. Mm-hmm. I appreciated that. I think that it really spoke to me because I'm an artist and I know what it's like to be able to second guess yourself, especially in the creative process. I'm about to release some music. Even now, I'd be like, is this going to be too much? It's going to be. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, it was just the encouragement. Like, no, just put it out. And whoever it's supposed to hear, it's going to find those.
Exactly.
It's not your job to ask, you know. In some things, you do have to ask yourself, is this appropriate or not? But as an artist, you can't stop yourself from making it at all. You have to decide whether or not you want to put it out. I think that I'm really excited to go in new directions and then release it. Mm-hmm. Just and see who it finds, you know?
Exactly.
That was it. He's the moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for me, you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at KAHLILXDANIEL. You can also find me on the Facebook at facebook.com/KXDmusic and on my website, khalildaniel.com, where you can find everything that I was just talking about. You can also find my music streaming on the Apple, Tidal, Spotify, and anywhere that you download or stream music.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me on Twitter at Sylvie Jones, SYLVEEJONES. I don't have any fit advice besides just get active and stay active. That's it.
And for everything else you heard this week, you can find us on our Facebook at facebook.com/onthewaypod. You can find us on our website at instinctent.com/ontheway. And you can also find us streaming on YouTube and our YouTube channel at On The Way Podcast.
And if you love what you hear, please make sure to like and subscribe to us on the Apple Podcast app, the purple one. You could also share an episode, put your friends on, anybody that you know, leave a comment, rate, review, and tell us what you think of the show.
Hey, yo, give it up for Video Matt, man. He had a long ass day, bro, but he hung in here. Y'all see these new clips? You see the way these angles is hitting like this? That's good old Video Matt. Matt Violinist himself. Check him out, too.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah. We stress, we grind. One time, three times, two time, me time, we time, we roll. Three time, rewind. Late night, be mine. Yeah, and you know that's for sure. Clear the schedule so you know that's a goal. Okay, we stress, we grind. One time, three times, two times.